أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to another day of this blessed month of Ramadan, the 22nd day to be more precise. And welcome to this series of Ramadan Reflections where we have been going over the verses of the Quran and looking at their general understanding but also the specific theme of management and leadership principles from the point of view of the Noble Quran. Today we want to look at the topic, which is obviously one of the important things within the concepts of leadership and management and mentorship, which is the ability to accept advice from other people. Now before we go into the verse for today, let me just mention as a brief preamble, as a brief introduction to this topic, this theme for this beautiful day of Ramadan, that as believers, as human beings, as people who are maybe leading individuals, we always have to have an open heart, an open mind. It doesn't really matter what position we're at, what level of education we have, what title we have been given. We have to be people that are always open for suggestions, open to listening to other people, to broadening our horizons, and maybe learning new things along the way. I mean, this topic is actually so important that we have beautiful traditions from the family of the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon them, where they tell us to accept the truth, accept, you know, what is coming to you from whoever it comes from, whether it be a young person or an older person, even if that person happens to be somebody that you don't see eye to eye with, that you have conflict with, that you have disagreements with. And in the same tradition, it continues to say that also, you know, we should be willing to accept criticism, whether it comes from somebody who is young or somebody who is old, even if it be a close friend of ours. Right? Sometimes we don't want to listen to people when they give us good advice, you know, especially if there's somebody that we don't see eye to eye with in the corporate sector, or maybe in our religious centers or in institutions. We just don't want to take their advice for whatever reason, because we're proud, we're arrogant, we think we know better than everybody else. And sometimes we don't like to take criticism. You know, constructive criticism is sometimes a very bitter pill to swallow, right? As the hadith tells us, as the sayings of the infallibles tell us, that the truth is something bitter. It's difficult to accept. And especially, you know, if somebody who is a friend of ours, an acquaintance, a close confidant, if they tell us something that they are seeing as a flaw or a defect in our character, and they tell us, sometimes we get offended, we don't want to hear the truth. But we have to realize that we have to have a much more expansive heart and be more receptive, because if the truth is coming to us, regardless of who is saying it, we have to accept it. If constructive criticism is coming to us, regardless of who it is, we have to accept it. Before we go into further detail, let us look at the verse for today. Have a listen to the Arabic, read the English translation, and go on to a few points of the historical revelation of the verse and a contemporary understanding and application in our day-to-day lives. Allah says the following in His blessed book, the Quran. Therefore, decide between us with justice, and do not act unjustly, and guide us to the right, fair, even way. Now the history of revelation of this verse comes at the time of one of the prophets of the tribes of Israel, Prophet Dawood, as he's known in English as Prophet David, peace be upon him. And what ended up happening, and just to give you the Cole's notes, the summarized version of this historical event, you can refer to the Quran in chapter 38 for more details of this event, is that there was some discrepancy, and the people obviously at the time of their own respective prophets would always or most often try to go to the prophet of God, whoever it was at that time, to have them to mediate, to arbitrate, to come to a conclusion between, you know, two parties that are in dispute or disagreement with one another. In terms of this verse, two people come to Prophet David, peace be upon him. They have some sort of a disagreement. They have some sort of a discrepancy amongst the two of them. And they come to Prophet Dawood, Prophet David, and they basically appeal their case. They, you know, both give their own sides of the story of whatever happened. And they tell him that you now judge between the two of us with justice, with fairness, with equity. Be equitable and give us your ruling based on what you've heard. Now, the theme, as we said, is accepting advice from others. Prophet David, peace be upon him, a prophet of God, a prophet who has knowledge of the unseen given to him by God, if and when he needs it. He could have just said, I'm the prophet of God. Don't question me. Don't, you know, give me all of this baggage. I'll just make a decision based on my revelation God gives to me. But we see in this verse that the prophets of God, and this is a hallmark of these men of God, that they allow the natural due process to run its course. They come to the prophet and they present their case and they say, now you judge between us. Again, David, peace be upon him, could have said, I'm a prophet of God. I have knowledge of the unseen. God has told me what the response is, and that is what I'm going to do. But he listened to them. He took the time to listen to these individuals and then to make a decision, to make a decree, to pass judgment on this particular situation. What you and I can take out of this verse for today is that one of the traits, one of the qualities of a good leader is that no matter what status they're at of religious knowledge, of secular knowledge, they might be the best, you know, whatever in their field. They might have what they feel to be the highest level of religious knowledge in their community, in their religious center. However, the sign of a good leader is that they, male or female, will accept the advice of others. They will allow people to speak, to share their words, to present their own arguments, to let them, you know, have their own say and an opportunity to talk and share what's on their mind. Once they've heard everything from both sides, especially if it's a dispute between two parties or multiple groups, multiple parties, they'll allow them that opportunity. They'll afford them that opportunity to come and discuss. They will listen. They will reflect on what is being said, and then they will pass judgment. They're willing to accept advice. You know, unfortunately, sometimes we see this not being played out in our communities where somebody feels, well, you know, they're in charge. They have the last say, and they don't even want to entertain the possibility that maybe they're wrong. Maybe they are not fully cognizant of all of the aspects of the situation at hand. And so what we see from this verse and what we can glean and what we can extract from it is the fact that a good leader is willing to listen. They're willing to reflect. They're willing to take in information from others. They're willing to accept advice from others and then pass judgment. They're not going to be so proud and arrogant to feel that they know everything, that nobody has as much knowledge or experience as they do. No, this is not the way that the Quran depicts the good leaders. And the best of leaders, obviously, are the prophets of God. And if they are people who have such an expansive heart that they are willing and able and accepting of other people's opinions and to hear them out, then what does that say about you and I? That we also have to have that same level of tolerance, of acceptance, and of hearing other people out, and then passing judgment. As we continue in this blessed month of Ramadan with the last few days remaining, we ask our Creator to continue to bless us and shower us with His pardon and His forgiveness and His mercy. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.